The buildings around Canada Square mark the second phase of development of Canary Wharf. The park itself has a very different feel to Cabot Square. Again, Guy Dare takes up the story.
I think Canada Square is intended to be a less formal, more engaging park in terms of providing greenery. It also is a space that these tall buildings all look down on, so it was seen as being something that was, if you like, a totally different environment to Cabot Square. And it was deliberately different.
Canada Square is really a combination of SOM and Norman Foster. So SOM did Bank of America Center, as well as the, and this is Pelle as well as the McGraw-Hill headquarters building further to the east. Norman Foster's group did the HSBC Tower, as well as half of the Citibank project, the lower building of the two. And then the tall Citibank Tower is Cesar Pelle building.
Canada Square is surrounded by many of Canary Wharf's tallest buildings. Before you listen on, a quick note to help you get your bearings. To the west of the square is the iconic One Canada Square, designed by Cesar Pelle. To its right, 5 Canada Square, is the Bank of America building, designed by SOM. Next to that, and moving along the north of the square, is the HSBC building at 8 Canada Square, designed by Foster and Partners. Directly behind that is Crossrail Place, the new retail mall, park and station, also designed by Foster and Partners. Over the road in the northeast corner of the square are the KPMG and Fitch Ratings buildings at 15 Canada Square and 30 North Colonnade, both designed by KPF Architects. Directly east of the square is the building at 16 to 19 Canada Square, designed by Canadian architecture firm Zielda Roberts, and now containing Waitrose and the Third Space Gym. South of that, at 20 Canada Square, is the McGraw-Hill building, designed by SOM. And then, at the south side of the park, completing the square, are the two Citibank buildings, the tower at 25 Canada Square, by Pelle and Associates, and the shorter building at 33 Canada Square, designed by Foster and Partners. You can hear more from the architects behind these buildings by clicking on the building image below.